Now, the V8 supercars are coming to the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And one of the leading V8 supercar drivers is a bloke by the name of David Reynolds. And he joins us now for a chat. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, boys. How you going?
Hey, mate.
Good, mate. Very good, mate. Now,
apparently, you guys are giving me a hard time the other day.
We are not giving you a hard time at all. Like, we wish you all the best.
David, of course, it's come out that David is the boyfriend of Tahan, who's in the Big Brother house. And, no, we were just simply kicking about the idea, David, about coming out and saying, yeah, she's my girlfriend. When, from what we've seen on Big Brother, or from what Lutzy's seen, I haven't been watching it, but from what Lutzy's seen, she hasn't come out and publicly declared that she's got a boyfriend. We're just wondering how that makes you feel.
I think it probably, like I told her when she went in, that they can betray any way they want to, and I think for the show it probably works out better if she was single.
Yeah.
Yep. We did have a caller earlier on this morning suggesting that perhaps you had some type of free pass arrangement so that you could go nuts over the next 12 weeks yourself. Is there any
chance of a V8 driver?
Yes.
No, that's not the case whatsoever.
Okay.
No, we weren't having to go at you at all. I was just making the point. I'm just worried that knowing how Big Brother operates, and someone else told me that there's only one single girl in the house at the moment, that it's a tough situation for a boyfriend to be in. I think if I had a girlfriend in the house, that I'd be, it's just human nature that you have some concerns that over a 12-week period and that sort of lock-in situation, that that's going to be tough going for you, mate. Are you concerned?
Not really. I trust her, but it's pretty hard for me. Like, I can't talk to her.
Hey.
Yeah.
The last time I saw her, I went to lockdown with her, and I left about 5 days in, and then she was by herself for 4 days, so that was last week.
Were you at all worried by the fact that she just, like, within, I don't know, we are in the middle of winter here, and within about 20 minutes in the house, she was in a bikini?
I was pretty proud of her, actually.
Yeah, he's high-fiving. Hey, Dave's out there, wasn't going, yeah.
Was that when you sent the tweet? Just said, that's my girlfriend, everyone.
But She jumped the fence, and when she wasn't supposed to, went and sat in the spa. I thought, I'm really proud of her.
What's your read on? I saw one of your tweets saying, "Can someone get that army guy out of the house stat?" And I thought that was pretty funny. But I don't. As long as she tells them that she's in a relationship, I don't see Ed's pretty rock solid. He's the dark-headed fellow who's the twin. I don't think you got dramas there. Although they were talking overnight that the other housemates were sort of saying, "Oh, would you date someone like him?" and blah blah blah. Which worries. I just think she needs to clarify with them. Hopefully she will, that she's got a boyfriend. That way that'll call off the rats, if you like.
I'm pretty sure she would have already let us have showed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon so too. I haven't seen him. We had a caller earlier today. Reckons that he somehow knew that she had told them that.
Just as a matter of interest, we've got a bet going here
this is an awful bet.
If someone was going to have a crack.
I made this bet before I knew that Dave was the boyfriend.
Same, but just...
Just qualify, say that. Qualify it by saying, when we first were talking about Big Brother Dave, both these boys said that the best-looking girl in the house was Tahan.
No, I disagree. I think Jade is. I disagree with that. I don't think...
Well, we were talking about... Kip thinks Tahan's the hottest in the house, and then they were talking about who Tahan's going to hook up with, because we all assume that she was single.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, but this is before you knew Dave was the boyfriend.
In the event, let's speak hypothetically now, David, just to see who's got the punting right. In the event it was going to happen, I thought it was going to be Ed.
Oh, I said the army guy, Matt, was the most likely one to have a crack.
Who do you think would be your biggest threat in, hypothetically speaking?
Probably Ben.
Come on. You're dreaming.
That's 1,000 to 1, David.
You're at millions there.
I'd be okay with it if that happened.
Yeah, all right.
Fair enough. And
let's forget about the Big Brother. Yeah, right. I'm sick of it now.
October 25 to 27 is Armorall on the Gold Coast. So where do you live, Dave?
Mate, I'm from Albury originally, but I live in Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
You're a Melbourne boy.
All right, mate.
The Gold Coast has got to be one of the highlight weekends when you get up to the coast. I mean, I know you go to some pretty places, but the Gold Coast has got to be right up there.
Gold Coast is probably one of my favourite events because, it's an endurance event, and there's always a huge party on. Like this year, I think they've got Gym Class Heroes, Spider Bay.
Yeah, Stafford
one
Brothers?
One of my favourite bands, Grinspoon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Presets.
Brooke Evans is coming as well.
Stop it.
It's going to be massive. It's going to be a huge lineup.
It's going to be a huge event.
Yeah, so it'll be awesome. So you can get your tickets now at v8supercars.com.au, all the information, and tickertech.com.au. So we look forward to seeing you in October. And
we'll stay in touch,
David. Yeah, if there's any developments, mate, we'll chat to you, all right?
I'll